MaxZone.com.
The views expressed on MaxWorld are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of its management, its trash man, the electric guy, the person who fills the vending machines, the guy who fixes our van, the kid who cuts our grass, the woman who brings us cookies, the guy who worked for food on the corner, or any other person of sound mind. Should you be offended, please call Mac. After all, it is MaxWorld.
Starring Rooster McRoberts.
Everybody, everybody, let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
You can reach Mac right now at MaxWorldLive.com.
MaxWorldLive.com.
Places, please, quiet down, and here we go.
This is Mac's World. Mac's World. Mac's World.
All right, good morning. 9 o'clock sharp Central Standard Time. It's the sun is up wherever you are, unless you're in another country listening to us. And if you are, we appreciate you listening. We only speak two languages here, English and American. So if you are waiting for us to talk to you in French or German or Hindu, no, that's not a... that's not.
You know what? It don't matter.
Is that a language, Hindu?
Let me explain it. If it ain't English, it ain't being spoken here. That's the way it goes, baby. That's the way it is, all right? That's the way it is.
But so we welcome you to MaxWorldLive.com here on this Monday morning. And a lot of our country getting some bad weather today. So hopefully you're safe and you're dry.
Yeah, you know what we watched last night? Mrs. McRoberts and I watched on the big TV.
Do I want to know?
No, it's not. See, your mind always goes someplace it shouldn't go. We were watching Twister.
Oh, that's a stupid thing to watch on a night
it
like
was
that.
It was funny. Yes, yeah, I mean, you know, it was pretty.
Let me tell you what happened, or did you already watch the end?
We've already watched the end.
Why did you watch Twister again?
You have such poor
music selection, movie selection that you.
It has nothing to do with my choices on movies. It's one of Mrs. McRoberts' favorite movies.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you sucked it up and did it for her last night.
That's right. Well, I actually think it's kind of a cool movie. I think it's kind of cool. There's good parts to it.
All right. We have a wonderful guest to kick off our program today. His name is Bob Rainier, and Bob is just absolutely steaming mad about the health care plan that Obama is trying to get past us. He compares it to the failed rebirth of the Soviet Union, and we're going to get with him in just a minute. But first, we want to switch over here to I can't get Mandy Lynn in the picture.
Come over here. Scoot over here. Why can't you? There she is.
There she is.
Closer to him?
Yes, you have to sit.
All right, hold on. I got an idea. Here, watch. All right, now slide back in.
I mean, you are father and daughter.
That's right.
It doesn't hurt anything. You can try.
Yep.
And, of course, this is the Monday after... The Monday.
We're having an equipment failure here, there, Chief. NASA, we got a problem.
The Monday after the Dam to Dam run. And for those of you that read the blog by that live witness.
Good blog.
Thank you.
Finally, somebody let the truth out.
You know exactly what really happened.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Look, man, dude, I won. I won the race.
You won by 21 seconds, and the only reason you won by 21 seconds is because you took your stomach too long to get through the finish line.
And you really cheated.
Dude.
I mean, you know
I didn't. No. I might have used a few guerrilla mind game tactics, but...
I mean, it's so wrong. I mean, his daughter, for crying out loud.
Here's Rooster leaning up against the ambulance. Beforehand, we got to know the ambulance drivers right there with us, and you can see he's just so wiped out. This is before the race. He is. By the way, for those of you, I guess I should say, for those of you listening to us for the first time today on TalkZone.com, we thank you for being here. You can also watch parts of our program on MaxWorldLive.com. That's MaxWorldLive.com. We have a four-camera component system, and it allows us to show video and still shots and things like this. Now, here is Mandy assisting Rooster with his tag that he needs to put on and everything. See, she was just a darling daughter all day long and helped out any way she could. And you see there in her mouth, she's got her, what was that? Was that some kind of go juice? Or?
Some sort of steroid product.
It was not steroid. It was energy gel.
It was an energy gel.
ever.
I don't know.
And then here's some video of... the most important thing they had to do before the race was go to the Kaibos. And so what does he do? Rooster walks to the front of the line, and somebody taps him on the shoulder and goes the old thumb backwards. You know, the line is like 12 people deep for 100 Kaibos.
Yeah, I know it. It was terrible.
There he is.
Until there was
this poor lady there.
All the way at the other end, and we all raced down to the Kaibos on the other end.
Yeah, see, Mandy's focusing on the race. She's preparing, and he, what's he doing back there? He's giving the muscle sign. Now,
well, I was preparing. I needed. Has anybody ever been to a horse race or to a dog race? You watch for the ones that hit the Kaibo first. I won't say what you would say, but hit the Kaibo first. See, I was getting ready. I was preparing.
He's getting ready to run into the Kaibo.
That's right, and hide. Did you see some of the people out there?
He's yelling. He's yelling at the person inside of the Kaibo. He's yelling at the person on the inside of the Kaibo. You're terrible.
He wasn't listening.
All right, let's see if we can. I don't want to. We've got Bob on the line, so we need to move along here. I want to see if I can get the beginning of the race. When did the race actually start? Running, do you remember?
Not about 9:30, 9:40.
9:35. Like I wasn't right at 9:30.
Why does it say April 5th, 2008?
Because it's your camera.
Matt.
Because your camera was not updated when it got taken out of the box.
I see.
It's always my fault. It's that on-site. There we are.
This is them getting ready to run. And we're going to show more of this video all later. But here is the finish line, and what the story that happened is, because I'm watching Rooster and Mandy Lynn coming down the road, and about 30 feet before the finish line, where is he?
It's very last.
Well, let's not forget about his shin splints too, Matt.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about how he cheated you.
I did not cheat, people. No, whatever.
Okay,
Using your own daughter.
About 30 feet from the line. Now remember, Mandy Lynn has stopped three or four times during the race Rooster out. His tummy hurt.
His shins hurt.
One point, he didn't grab the water correctly, and he wanted to pour water on his little bald head.
That's not true.
And so Mandy...
You two are conspiring against the Rooster.
Mandy
right?
had stopped several times. Now, why isn't this playing? Mandy had stopped several times.
I felt bad for him. I didn't want to leave him behind.
Yeah, and had stopped several times for him. And didn't want to leave him behind, and wanted to make sure that, you know, he could finish the race. Well, for some reason,
there it is. Now you're screwing me up, man. It's really a good one too.
30 feet before the end of the race, Rooster goes down like a dead chicken, and he's screaming and crying like a baby, holding his ankle. Yelling that he'd hurt his ankle or he'd sprained his ankle. So Mandy, being the good daughter, comes back, tries to help Rooster up. Rooster shoves her to the ground like a bully on a playground, right on her butt, gets up and sprints and beats Mandy by what, 11 seconds?
21.
Yeah, I beat her by 21 seconds.
I still
fair
think it's because his belly hit the finish line first. So
look at him, and his shins are fine. He's walking fine. Yeah, and there's Mandy Lynn in the background doing what's really necessary, and that's saying he's half crazy.
Do you have the Mac? Do you have the video where it shows where we still had people behind us when we came through the finish line?
Yeah, we were.
Because we were a little bit worried we'd be the last ones through
not,
the line.
And actually, to tell folks, they can go to our website right now until we take the little banner off of it, and click on Damn to Damn, and you can see exactly, because we had to wear these little tags in there. You could see exactly where we came in. Neither Mandy nor the Rooster were the last people. There were hundreds at the very end.
Yeah, and our guest today, Ray, who's in the studio, just made the comment that your shirt isn't even sweaty. I mean, you didn't even work up a sweat.
Oh, I didn't. No, I did not. And by the way.
So did you cheat?
No.
Did you walk? How much of it did you walk?
I probably walked two-thirds of it. Two-thirds of it. No, I'll be serious about this.
Running a marathon.
There was a point I hit a high right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
I could have gone. But
why didn't you?
I did. I would jog ahead. I would run ahead. And then I
walked.
So he could catch up with me. I was nice. But now I gotta give him a little credit.
Because
I had a hard time getting started and took me a while to warm up. So he took it easy on me in the beginning. So.
At one point when you guys, because I was running alongside you the whole way, by the way, never winded at all, just did that 5.7K in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
At one point.
First of all, it's a 5K. Second part, I there's pictures on that where you were with Mrs. McRoberts.
Well, I took a break and went over to the farmer's market, but then I caught up with you. And at one point I saw Mandy Lynn running backwards, going, Daddy, Father. Are you okay?
Oh, my God.
It was like a Sound of Music experience.
No, it was not.
Father,
no,
Father,
no,
are you
no,
okay?
No, let me.
And then 30 feet away was this,
I will admit that I did a few little tactics on her, okay?
All right,
a
that's
few
right.
little tactics.
That's good.
I said some guerrilla mind games I did play on her.
Oh, you know you're going to win the race. You have to win the race for the show.
That's right, see? And then at the very end, I said, "Okay, let's give it everything."
That is not what he said.
And I said, "Let's run over the finish line."
Oh no, you didn't.
And, yes, I did. And
no, that's
and
when
I
you fell
running.
To the ground like a child and yelled for your mommy.
Running, and she was back there with her chin down to the ground, going, "He really took off."
Whatever.
Oh no, whatever. Whatever is right.
And I got to tell you, we're doing this again, and I ain't showing no mercy. Now.
That's right.
My father or not.
When are you? Isn't there another?
To teach you a life
isn't
lesson.
There another 5K coming up here in town for something?
Oh, I'm sure there is. I'll be looking.
Why don't you enter the Hy-Vee Triathlon?
Last guy I knew did that. Died in the middle of the lake. I ain't going there, baby.
Okay. You ought to do that. I think that'd be nice.
And that was a good person. We didn't need to lose that guy, by the way.
Well,
he was a good guy.
So you could go ahead, and we wouldn't care.
Oh, now that's just rude, crude, lewd, and downright mean.
Mandy's got her thumb up, though. She's smiling. She's smiling over there.
She did not. I was watching. She did not say that. She don't want her old man to go away.
All right.
And that's the reason I was so kind to him.
That's right. You were.
And then he just used me.
He did. He used you and abused you. Men. Icky boys.
That's right.
At the middle of the race, she said, I think I really can't take off till the very end. And I said, okay, here's the deal. If you're prepared to do this, this is part of my guerrilla tactics there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said, if you're prepared to do that, you need to be prepared to lose. Because if I start running now, I won't stop. And I wouldn't have. I would have kept going. Now, I might have died in the last half of it, but I would not have stopped.
All right.
So why do you think he stayed with you?
If you don't mind, can we get to our guests?
Yes, yes. Mandy, are you leaving?
Susan Komen's race is coming up soon.
Susan Komen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the cancer.
The race for the cure. When is that? Somebody just text you?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I'll find out, though.
All right.
Good.
I'll tell you what. Bob Rainier is our guest, and he's on the line live via our toll-free line. And when we come back from break, we're going to talk with Bob, and we're going to find out more probably in the next half hour about this foolish healthcare system that Obama wants to put into place than you've ever heard. So get on Twitter, get on Facebook, text who you know, tell them to get on maxworldlive.com right now because you're about to hear the real truth behind Obama's healthcare plan. And we'll do that when we come back. Starring Rooster McRoberts, I'm J. Michael McCoy, and we thank you for listening to maxworldlive.com.
This is Max World Live at maxworldlive.com.
Hi, this is Mac from maxworldlive.com, and we enjoy coming to you every single day live from the heart of America, talking about the subjects that you're passionate about, talking about your family, and most importantly, listening to what you have to say. What you say on our radio program is the most important thing. That's why our phone lines are always open at 1-888. Go for it. Call in. Share what you're thinking. I may not agree, but your opinion matters to me, and I will respect what you have to say. You know, the other thing I respect are the advertisers, the sponsors, the underwriters who help make this program possible every day. I call them my passion partners because, like me, they're passionate about great local talk radio. So when you hear the advertisers, do me a favor. Go to their business or call them on the phone. Tell them thanks for sponsoring great local live talk radio because that's what you'll hear every day. Brought to you by our passion partners right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, Rod Doctor 911. There's an epidemic and it's on the run. Call the fashion police. It's a style emergency. She shouldn't have tried to squeeze that D cup into a B. So if things are going south at the speed of gravity, pour your cup, runneth over face reality. Here's the right prescription for every woman.
Essential Body Wear bras are engineered to lift the breast tissue an average of 2 to 6 inches, yet priced similar to quality department stores. The Bra Doctor 911 team of certified bra fitters draw a crowd in spas, expos, health and fitness centers, as well as doctor's offices, and also make house calls to homes and businesses. A new twist to the dreaded bra shopping. To host a Perk Me Up event, go to BraDoctor911.com. Positions open in Iowa.
Independent Essential Bodywear Representatives.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.
We're just a lot of talk. And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure, TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
Your opinion matters, and we want to hear it. 1-888-GO-FOR-IT. It's Max World Live.
16 minutes past the hour. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, the 1st of June. Can you believe we are 5 months gone on this calendar year of 2009 already?
Well, Mac, what happens with guys at your advanced age, they tell
you're
me...
You're older than
me. They tell me that time goes by much quicker the older you get.
I appreciate that.
And obviously that's what's happened.
I appreciate that. Well, you've been living through the same last 5 months that I have, so it's kind of hard to believe that we're already through June.
Yeah, it is pretty amazing. You know, it's really been a whirlwind experience the last 5 months. We started together from nothing. I mean, really, nothing.
And you had nothing. I had a lot to bring to the table, but you had nothing. That's right. Well, you meant as far as the radio show goes and the station.
I'm just so hurt. Right.
Are you going to crawl up in the corner and cry like a baby? Roll up in the fetal position?
That's what you do when somebody hurts your feelings. I just thought I'd do the same thing.
We had an incorrect picture of our guest up. We now have the correct picture. I want to introduce you to Bob Rainier. Bob is a gentleman that I think is going to teach us more in the next 45 minutes about the idiotic health care plan that Obama has proposed that we will all pay for, an entitlement program, which I think is going to really hurt this country. But Bob is passionate about this plan, and he's going to explain it to us, and we'd like to introduce you. Bob, welcome to MaxWorldLive.com today.
Well, hey, Mac. Thanks for having me on. Glad to be here.
You bet. Sorry we couldn't get you on in that first segment. If you were listening, there was a little bit of a competitive race between my aging, ailing partner and his beautiful young daughter in a dam-to-dam race we had here in Central Iowa on Saturday, and had to show some of that video and talk about how he cheated to the victory line.
I understand. I was listening with bated breath there, wondering who was going to pull it off.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Mandy would have won. But, Bob, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where do you hail from?
Well, I hail from Sarasota, Florida, and New Jersey. Bounce back and forth. And you guys are in Iowa, you say, right?
Yes, we are located in beautiful Clive, Iowa, which is a suburb of Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, superb. I've been to Des Moines. I went to school in Quincy, Illinois.
Oh, close by. Right down the road. Yeah, close by.
Right down the road. So Sarasota must be where you vacation then during the winter months?
Yeah, I'm pretty much a classic snowbird. I'm tired of the cold and the snow, so...
I can't blame you for that, brother. That's for sure.
Do you ever go back to New Jersey?
Yeah, I'm here right now.
Okay. I guess, dumb me, snowbird.
Way to go, Mac.
Now. Excuse me.
He's just been doing this for 50 years, and he just messes up every once in a while, but that's okay. But I'm really interested in what Bob has to say, because all of my liberal friends are going nuts about this single-pay health insurance program, and and how Obama's going to fix everything. Of course, we had Hillary and Billary that tried to fix it some years back. Bob, just give us to start this thing out, if you don't mind. What brought you to this, and what's your position? Just give us the what I like to call the Reader's Digest version, so we can get some questions rolling.
Sure, no problem. Well, as I'm sure you know from the bio, you know, we run an investing type of a site, and when you're playing with investing, personal investing, you have to make sound choices based on reliable facts. But unfortunately, we don't really get a lot of reliable facts from the media, so we kind of coin ourselves as being forensic economists. We dig below what you're hearing every day and the blather that gets shoved at you, try and find out what's really going on underneath.
Sure.
And what becomes glaring to anyone who's watched Uncle Sam work in any department in the past is the question of, where does it stop? That seems to be, without a doubt, the biggest question mark on anybody's mind that wants to question this whole concept of a universal health plan or however else they want to try and structure it. For instance, what they're obviously going to do is they're going to computerize and digitize all medical records.
Okay.
Instantly you have a problem with privacy.
Okay.
Right now, it's between you, your doctor, maybe your health insurance company.
Right.
They don't generally know the inside scoop of what's going on. Now, all of a sudden, everything, once these type of plans are launched, everything about your medical history is now digitized. You've got the security situation of that. Who gets to see all of that? But the more egregious question, of course, is, who gets to make decisions based on what they see concerning about what type of care you're going to get? That that becomes problematic. I'll give you an example. We know for a fact that 70% of the heavy lifting in the insurance payouts are in the last 3 years of a person's life. That's when they're generally, obviously, in the worst condition. Maybe they have multiple problems going on at the same time.
Right.
That's where the biggest costs are. Does somebody get to dictate what you get to be cared for? These are the kind of questions that, you know, like I said, where does it stop? As we've seen with anything Uncle Sam gets involved with, there
right.
generally is
right.
no stop.
Right. Bob, I need to stop you right there. Let me, the 2 points. Let's go back. The first point is the medical information being digitized, which limits or eliminates our privacy. For years, let me 2 seconds. I spent 31 years in the insurance and investment business myself, so understanding the health insurance business, I understand it very, very well. Retired, sold my businesses, and got out of it. I mean, I dabble in it still in the last couple of years, but... When they digitize this, isn't this information for our listeners, isn't it already digitized? Isn't it already in a Medical Information Bureau, or what we used to call an MIB report? That's my first question. Isn't it there and accessible to more than just doctors and everybody else? Isn't it in information that insurance companies share with each other?
To a certain extent, I would say, yeah, you're correct. There is a database of overall concepts. Can an insurance company look up and find out if you broke your neck in 1991? Yeah, they can.
Okay. But when this becomes digitized, then gets me to my second question, and then we'll cover something else. But how does that mean that it's going to be in the public? That information is going to be in the public domain, and I can click on Mac and go, Mac, hey, I found out you've got AIDS.
Well, that's the question, is no, according to the plan, don't you worry about anything. It's all going to be private. And And only a select handful are going to be able to get this information. And if you believe that, it's just, forget it. It's hooey. What you have to look out for in a situation like this is, again, where does it stop? there's already been suggestions, and none of the officials are going to go on record saying it, but there's already been suggestions that maybe the V-chip might want to be implanted in people that way.
Explain what the V-chip is for our listeners out there, if you would, Bob.
Sure. Well, what the V-chip is, it's a small container about the size of a grain of rice that can be implanted just under the skin, and it's a digitized little computer, and it can store an awful lot of different records. And
sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie to me, Bob, to tell you the truth. That's nuts.
Yeah. Well, it's already, you know, they actually market this thing. It's an RFID implant, this little microchip, the V-chip. And what it does is it contains records. You can put your medical history on it and go to the doctor or the hospital. They can wave this little wand over this thing, and it'll tell the doctor exactly what he might need to know about you, whether you got diabetes, you're allergic to something, this, that, and the other thing.
Okay, we're getting ready to go to a break, but Bob, I've got a question, so because Mac needs to take us to a break. When you tell me that, and I'm thinking of my 78-year-old father that may not be able to talk and tell somebody about his problem, so what's the big deal? When we come back, I want you to tell me what the problem is with that, because frankly, it sounds pretty cool to me.
Okay.
All right?
My guest is Bob Rainier, and he's an expert on the healthcare industry and what's going on in the new Obama health care plan that he is so fervently trying to get through the House and the Senate. We'll continue talking with Bob when we come back. I'm J. Michael McCoy, and this is Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts. And if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. We love our job, and we couldn't do it without you, right here in MaxWorldLive.com.
This is Max World Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Okay, I'm going to get a little soapy here. I'm going to pull on your heartstrings here for just a second, so just bear with me. It's Mac from MaxWorldLive.com. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing that moves me more than to see one of our brave men and women, our soldiers, our American fighting men and women, protecting this country. Maybe it's because I'm from the heart of America, and I still believe in God and family and America. I still believe in our liberties. I still believe in justice, and I still believe that we need to fight. We need to fight to keep this country free. The men and women who came before us these last 200 and some years shed their blood and their treasure to make sure that you and I and our kids and our grandkids are free today. So next time you see a brave man and woman in their uniform, next time you hear about a young man or woman signing up to go over and protect this country and defend us, I want you to remember, they are the heart of America. They are what makes this country strong. And as I've said 1,000 times, and I'll say 1,000 times again, thanks for serving. Thanks for listening to MaxWorldLive.com.
Having your morning caffeine and surfing the web?
No, proofing my sign designs from Fast Signs.
You design signs too?
Fast Signs does. I send them my ideas and logos. They deliver innovative sign solutions, and they make me look good. They do all our banners, menu boards, and vehicle wraps.
Okay, but doesn't Fast Signs have to come to the office to discuss sketches and present proofs?
Fast Signs technology has made sign buying so simple, I can oversee the whole process online at fastsigns.com.
Let me see that.
Look, everything's right here, and it will be shipped to all of our locations. I review and either suggest changes or approve, and then Fast Signs has our order on its way.
It does sound simple.
It is.
Latte, ready for Jeff.
There's your latte.
Go to fastsigns.com to find the location nearest you.
As our scene opens, we find Tom Coates from Consumer Credit of Des Moines dealing with a credit customer and her credit card company. We hear Tom ask,
"So, why did you charge so much?"
"Well, it was a mistake."
To which the credit card company replies,
"And now she has to pay for it." "Wait a minute. Why did your company give her so much credit?"
"Because that's how we make money."
"I don't have enough money."
"That's not my problem."
"That is your problem. Bad credit card debt is everyone's problem."
"She blew it. She doesn't know how to play the game."
"But she's still playing the game. She's getting counseling. As for you, you're fired.
Need someone to fire your credit card company? Call Consumer Credit of Des Moines, Iowa's largest credit counseling agency. Consumer Credit of Des Moines has 7 offices throughout Iowa. Call 1-800-955-5765, 800-955-5765, or find them on the web at consumercredit-dm.com.
Hey, Doug here, the Maxworld Live Tech Angel. Whether you're 8 or 80, I bet you look for information online first, right? You need to start marketing online. Create Wow Media works with companies to accelerate their online success by compressing the learning curve. You don't have time to learn the nuts and bolts of technology, but don't worry. Focus on what you're good at, and we'll do the same. Let Create Wow Media provide you the platform that engages potential clients and tells your story. CreateWowMedia.com.
The best in Internet talk radio.
A mind-bendingly ingenious plan to control the universe.
We're building the best Internet talk radio on the planet. TalkZone.com.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
I look good. I mean, really good.
Phone lines are open at 1-888. Go for it.
Hey, everyone, come and see how good I look.
Oh, good grief.
MaxWorldLive.com.
30 minutes past the hour here live at MaxWorldLive.com, starring Rooster McRoberts. Our guest today is Bob Rainier, and Bob is an expert on the healthcare industry and is talking to us about some of the things that may come about with the new healthcare plan that Obama is trying to get in. And Bob, we welcome you back to MaxWorld on this fine Monday morning. Tell me a little bit more about this V-chip. You were talking about a chip that could be implanted in you, and it would have all your medical information. So when you were in a car accident, and if you weren't able to communicate or whatever, they could scan this chip, and the doctor would know exactly everything about you.
Yeah, it sounds like a great deal to me. I mean, come on. I mean, but evidently, Bob, you don't think this is a good idea.
I'll go back to my original statement. Where does it end? If indeed that's all that was on these chips was something simple about your medical history, where, like you say, you're in a car accident and somebody can wave a wand and find out what they need to find out about you, that's actually a pretty neat thing.
Okay.
But there's a different. I think that there's a difference between voluntarily saying, hey, I would like to have this, versus at some point, the very real prospect of Uncle Sam saying, well, you know, we've got this this universal health care plan right now, and to be part of it, you have to have this thing. That brings up a couple different problems. One, of course, right off the giddy-up, and the biggest argumenters against it, you know, are the religious people. They're convinced that's the mark of the beast. Everybody's going to have a number.
Oh,
and
right.
Here they are implanting this number in me. I'm marked. Okay, so there's the religious fervor that's taking place over that. But what tends to bother me more is unless I've missed something somewhere, I haven't seen a lot of governmental plans that started out, even no matter how well intentioned, that didn't end up being monstrosities. And
I understand that, Bob. I totally understand that. But the first thing that would enter into anybody's mind is, number one, Bob, with all due respect, dadgum, man, you're a conspiracy theorist, okay? I mean, it's a made-for-TV movie.
No, he's not.
Yeah, well, but it makes me. That's what it sounds like to me.
But his slippery slope is exactly correct. Because what'll happen is they'll get to the point, Rooster, where the government will say, oh, well, you don't have to have it, but you can't get this kind of medical attention. You
okay.
can't get this. And I'll give you a great example
right.
that we're going to deal with in 12 days.
Okay.
In 12 days, free television is gone. Over the air, free television is gone.
Interesting point.
And I can remember over 20 years ago now when they first started talking about the fact that someday you'll only be able to get television if you pay for it. And I thought, well, that'll never happen in this country. Free television, everybody has. You may not get all the channels, but you're going to get 13 and 8 and 5 and 11 and 17 and not.
Yeah, the big
on
letter.
June 12th, that's gone. And we're all adapting to it because of all these channels we get at HD
okay.
and da 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 da. Bob, am I right on that?
Absolutely. It's a change. It's a substantial change, and. All I'm saying is that as far as when you look at it from the moral standards, you can question it. If you want to talk about, you know, conspiracy nut, you want to talk about, you know, this is made for TV, it's not a big leap of faith to believe that if you were forced to be chipped to be part of this plan, that obviously someone is reading your chip and then making a decision on what you're going to get.
Don't you believe, Bob, that this is already happening, for heaven's sakes? And when I made that statement, I wanted to see where you would come from on this. I mean, on your driver's license, on the back of your driver's license, you've got a barcode that's on every driver's license across the United States. Don't you think also that our government has the ability, I mean, at the highest level to, and we know they can do it, break into your computer and find out? I mean, they've got crews of people that are out there just surfing the internet and busting into computers all across the United States, if not the world. They know everything about us already. Why would they need to plant a chip in me to get that job done when they can get it everywhere else already?
That's a real good question. Why do they need to do that? Why is that even on the table that someday this might happen? I agree. You answered that question yourself. There is no reason for it except for control. There's, you know, Obama just came out, what was it, 2 days now? 2 days ago would have been the weekend. I guess it was Friday then. Came out with the Internet Czar now.
Right.
There's going to be an Internet Czar who supposedly is going to keep track of information. Of course, it's all about terror. If you put the stamp terror on it, you can sell anything. So now there's going to be this big department. But don't worry, we're not going to intrude in your emails or anything. Don't worry, we're not going to pry into your private lives. We just want to stop terrorism.
You know what's funny about that, Rooster, is that's the same cry the liberals cried when George Bush started, what was it called, Homeland Security.
Homeland Security. And
very
he's doing
same
the same
thing.
Dadgum thing.
Very same thing. I want to have you look at your camera here for just a minute. We've got a buddy of mine in the studio, Ray, today. And this is his, and you're not going to see it very well, but this is his Air National Guard ID card, and formerly of Air Force. And that strip that you see there at the bottom, right here, this big strip, holds all of his medical information since 1985. And he can't be in the Air National Guard without this information on this card. So as an American, he could say, well, I'm not going to do that, and guess what? Then he's out of the Air National Guard, and he loses his career.
Okay, but hang on. There are certain things, and again, which gets us to my next question. I got to tell you, if I were in the military today, and it's kind of like a dog tag around your neck during war, they need to identify the body, so to speak, I think that this is technology on the good side. Okay, it's not technology on the bad side, it's technology on the good side. But Bob, let's go to the next step here. Let's say, okay, all of this is going to happen, and I know how important that was to you, but are you saying that single-pay programs, government involvement, let's talk about the health insurance portion of it right now. What is your problem with that, Bob, specifically?
I don't want someone else regulating what I get treated for.
I agree with him completely.
I understand that, but you got to give me something else.
That's the point. Let's look at it this way. Just this morning, a little biotech company came out with some good news about their lung cancer treatments. Okay, it increased the average lifespan by a couple of months, and this particular treatment is incredibly expensive. And a reporter asked the CEO this morning, I don't want to sound like a ghoul, I don't want to sound like a bad guy, but isn't that an awful lot of money to extend someone's life by a couple of months? Who gets to make that decision? Who is the guy that says, yay or nay, you can have that or not?
Okay, have they brought that to the market yet? Because I understand that the FDA has to approve things that come to the market. So, based upon what you just said a moment ago, you probably have a problem with the FDA also.
Oh, I have a lot of problems with a lot of the governmental agencies. Sure, I do.
Okay.
You know, some things get fast-tracked. you know, we can talk about Vioxx. We can talk about medicines that are designed to help you, but meanwhile they kill you in a different side of your body. But I think that's a different point.
But Bob, here's the thing: they come out with the drugs that are very, very expensive under Obama's plan. And oh, by the way, to let everybody know, Rooster is conservative and doesn't believe in a single payer plan, doesn't believe in the government involvement. But I do want to. But here's the thing: how can you? What's your reaction to the person that said, "Yes, it is expensive, but if we can have it under government control, we'll be able to deliver those products to the market faster, and for less money out of the consumer's pocket, we won't have to pay as much." How do you handle that point?
Where's the money come from?
Well, I understand that, but they're not. You know, it's kind of like the pigs in the trough, brother. They don't look up and look for the acorns. They're just eating the food, and a lot of us in America are that way. We're not looking up where the acorns are coming from. So, how do you handle that? That's real easy to say that, but what is the real answer?
Well, the real answer is there's no free lunch, right?
Okay.
There's no free lunch. So, while, you know, 46 million people don't have health care, which I believe, a pretty horrible situation.
Which means you and I are paying for it, Bob, because we pay our taxes and all of that already. So why not let the government handle the health care system? We're already paying for 46 million.
You're just crazy in a bucket of monkeys.
I could be.
To sit there and say that the government should be in charge of all health care, isn't that the largest freedom and liberty that we have?
Let me tell you
what. We have control over our own bodies?
I agree. My dear friend, I do agree. I do not believe in government.
Bob's right on target here.
But he's not answering me. He's not answering why and how this is totally a problem. If we're already paying for 46 million.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question. Okay. Does the government have one red cent?
No.
No.
No. Are we now facing $1.8 trillion in deficit, four times higher than we have ever seen in history?
Absolutely.
Is the dollar crashing against every major world currency?
Absolutely.
I agree.
Is gold going crazy?
Yeah, we ought to be buying it right now.
We are already bankrupt. The United States is technically bankrupt by any general standard accounting that you can come up with.
Now you're getting to where I wanted you to go, Bob. Way to go. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
So, we are already bankrupt and printing money like a madman, and this is going to end badly. I don't even want to, you know, bother your listeners with that, because, you know, right now things look a little better and the market's going up.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a sucker's rally of epic proportions, okay?
Right, right.
But we're broke right now. So now all of a sudden, just 1.5 months after Obama put out his budget, he had to come back and go, oh, sorry, folks, I missed by another $81 billion. Just last week, we found out that the April tax revenues to Uncle Sam fell 34% year over year, the single largest decline since World War II. Okay? So, he's taking in less money, and he's spending more and more money. Now we're going to do a universal health care of some type. And it's just egregious to me to make believe that we're making things affordable for Americans to get their health care, but meanwhile they're going to end up spending 100% of their paycheck paying taxes.
Bob, I'm with you 100%, and that's what I wanted to hear. And I apologize that I came at the back door to get you to say those things, but the simple fact is, it's like I would like to have a brand new boat today. But guess what? I don't have it in my checking account. However, the government thinks, you know, we can just continue to spend money like it's water, and it's not just Obama. It was started before Obama did this, but the point is the government just want to spend money like water. When we come back from the break, Bob, let's continue this, and let's analyze what would happen, because I know you've looked at this, and I have too. What would happen in the United States if the government were to take over the healthcare system?
It's quarter of the hour, and we appreciate you listening. You're listening to Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts, right here on MaxWorldLive.com.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Mac from MaxWorldLive.com, and I'll tell you, every day we love doing what we do. Rooster and I get up early in the morning. It's kind of hard not to get up early with a rooster. We look at what's going on all the way across the heart of America. What are the passionate stories that you care about? What are the news items that grind your teeth? What are the stories that reach in and grab you by the heartstrings and make you feel what it is to be an American? Well, if today's show is something you enjoy listening to, we have all of our previous shows on podcast, both visually and auditorily, available for you at MaxWorldLive.com. So feel free, go back and listen to another one of our old shows. Listen to something we did on a previous subject. But most importantly, feel the passion. Get fired up. Get in there and get involved in what's going on in this great country of ours and in the heart of America. And if you love this show, you can hear every one of them. It's MaxWorldLive.com starring Rooster McRoberts. All of our shows are previously podcast and available to you. And if I haven't told you lately, thanks for listening. I love my job and I couldn't do it without you. Right here at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hi, this is Sam Acheson of Acheson Auto Works. Did you know that we've been serving our customers in Des Moines and surrounding suburbs since 1947? Yep, we like to call ourselves the professional repairers. Why? Because we're not a dealership. We don't sell cars. Repairing cars is not a sideline for us. It's our specialty. That's all we do. Now, I'm not picking on the dealerships. They're gorgeous facilities, way nicer than mine. But who do you think pays for those nice buildings? So you want to buy a new car or truck, you need warranty repairs, go to a dealership. After that, do yourself and your checkbook a favor. When your vehicle needs service or body work, drop the dealership, forget the franchise, align yourself with Acheson Auto Works. We have thousands of customers in Central Iowa. We'd like you for our customer, too. We won't let you down, I promise. We're Acheson Auto Works at 8000 University Boulevard in Clyde.
Our reputation is your guarantee. Acheson Auto Works, you'll agree. You can trust Acheson Auto Works.
I love my wife. I've loved my wife since the day I met her. In fact, I have told hundreds of people, and I'll tell you right now, it was love at first sight. And over 20 years of being together, I guess just like all of us, we put on a little weight. Didn't matter to me. She's still my dream girl. But it mattered to her. So about a year ago, my wife found a program called MediFast. M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T. MediFast Iowa. It is a program controlled by doctors, and it taught CJ how to eat better, how to eat right. And now, almost a year later and 30 pounds less, my dream girl fits into her wedding dress. I didn't care if she lost weight, but I care that she's happy about the way she looks. And on MediFast, my wife is happier than she's been in years. So if you're looking for a program to help you lose weight and stick with it, MediFastIowa.tsfl.com or go to MaxWorldLive.com and look at MediFast. It will change your life.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
Max World Live, starring Rooster McRoberts.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
MaxWorldLive.com.
It's 13 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock, live here in Max World on MaxWorldLive.com. Coming up at the 10 o'clock hour, that's the gentleman that I wanted to introduce you to. And he's going to be in here in the next hour. His name is Jim Jacobson. And his passions run incredibly deep.
Well, I think he just ran out of here. He said, I told him he had to spend more than an hour with you a day, and he said, I'm leaving. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Ray?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
If you'd like to call us, you can get a hold of us through our toll-free number at 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748. It's right there on the website. And so you can call us whenever you like. And Dave, our producer in Chicago, will answer the phone. And he'll be glad to get you live here in Max World, because it is your voice. It's really your voice that we want to hear in MaxWorldLive.com. On the phone is Bob Rainier. He's in New Jersey. He is passionate about this ridiculous health care plan that Obama is introducing, and quite frankly, it's probably going to get pushed through. And it will be the Bob, am I wrong in saying it will be the greatest entitlement program that this country has ever shoved up our taxpayers' backsides?
No, you wouldn't be wrong at all. It's the number one. It's the big kahuna.
I mean, this is the bad deal, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. The concept of us as collective taxpayers, you look at all the things that we have to fund as it is, and then you have this moral problem. You don't want to see sick children. You don't want to see elderly that can't take care of themselves. But then again, every day you get up, you go to work, you try and make a living, and you say, boy, I sure would like to have some of this for me. And unfortunately, with the type of deficits that we're running, one of two things has to happen. Spending's got to stop or taxes have to go up. Spending's not going to stop if they implement this. The initial estimates are somewhere around $60 to $70 billion for the first year of implementation. It's not going to go down from there. So, it's going to be the largest entitlement program that this country's ever seen.
Which gets back to my question before the break. What's it going to look like in this country, Bob? What's going to, I understand, somebody's got to pay the piper. Give it to me straight. What's America going to look like 5 and 10 years from now if this happens?
This is just, I think this is another nail in a coffin that's kind of been sealed. We're already broke. And what the policies that they're coming up with, this printing of fiat dollars and throwing it out at the wall like spaghetti and hoping something sticks and we get some traction, just simply isn't going to work. And as we fade back off later this year and through 2010, I think we're going to have some rough times ahead of us, some really rough times. And this is just, there's $60 billion to start that we don't have that has to be poofed into existence. So probably the most damaging thing that's happening, and you see it, go to the gas pump today. I don't know what you guys are paying up there in Iowa, but we're already climbing close to $2.50 here. And that's all on the heels of unrepentant printing of money. Well, we're going to have to print lots of money to play with this health care plan. So somebody's going to end up getting some kind of free medical. But meanwhile, everything that you do, your electricity, your gasoline, your heat, your fuel, everything, is going to go through the roof.
Okay. That being said, you know what? And that's, with all due respect, Bob, that's a good answer, but kind of a simple answer. Let's go a little bit further than that. What is the care going to be like? What is health care going to look like? Are we going to be doing appendectomies on the tables of the veterinarians hospital like I've heard stories, horror stories in Canada? Where are we going to be?
No one knows. I don't know that answer. That's what bugs me.
Well, there's our whole problem. If you don't know and I don't know, then everybody out there that wants health care, the 46 million, they're sitting there going, it's great. I'm going to be taken care of. We got to be able to say something here, Bob. Help me out.
Well, all we can do is point to any other governmental failure and say, show me one governmental program that has worked the way that it was sold to us and that the benefits came out to a plus. If you can show it to me, I'd be really happy because I haven't found a whole lot of them.
Well, who was the Josh Gaines that was in here last Friday?
Yes.
Says that you and I'm 50, you're 51,
yep,
we will never see our Social Security benefits.
It's not going to be there.
See, I don't believe that. I don't believe that the government... Bob, tell me if you think this is a correct statement or not, because I want to make this carefully.
Yeah.
This government that we're growing into, this socialistic government that thinks they have to provide everything for everybody... It doesn't make sense that one of the things that they would drop would be Social Security. Now, am I looking at that wrong, Bob?
No. You're absolutely right, is that some form of Social Security, which is, let's face it, this health care plan is simply an addendum to Social Security. And, so, no, it's not going to go away because it's politically the death knell. There's not one politician with the backbone to stand up and say, I'm going to do something about this, that, or the other thing. They just don't. See, it's real politically expedient for someone to stand up and say, I'm going to give you more. Doesn't matter that we can't afford it. Doesn't matter that it's bankrupting us. I'm going to give you more. Everybody claps their hands and says, yay, 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 more, more, more. But there's no money for it. Nobody's going to be the politician that stands up and says, you know what, I'm going to take Social Security away from you. Because instantly he doesn't win, and he goes to the back of the line, doesn't pass go, doesn't collect $200. That's not going to happen. The interesting part, however, is that, you know, for the last few years I've been telling our readership that if you add in our liabilities for Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, et cetera, the government debt right now isn't the $12 trillion you hear on TV. It's about $66 trillion. And interestingly enough, about 5 days ago, the Dallas Fed head, Richard Fisher, came out. And according to him, that unfunded liability is $99 trillion.
Oh, my God. I can't believe what we're leaving for our kids and grandkids. Hey, you said a minute ago, Bob, about a publication. Tell us where to find that publication and how the listeners can get signed up for your documents.
Oh, sure thing. Hey, we've got a toll-free number, 877-877-4201. Have your people give that a call. It's toll-free. We are not going to sell them anything. We just need contact info, and we'll send them some neat reports. And if they'd like to stop by the website, it's investyourself.com. And we give out a free newsletter twice a week there that I think people would find pretty interesting.
Investyourself.com. That's how you can reach Bob. I would assume there's also a contact there if somebody wanted to email you and continue this conversation.
Absolutely. They can send an email to editor@investyourself.com. That'll come straight to me, and I'd be glad to.
Well, we appreciate it. I don't know if you've gone to maxworldlive.com yet, but we have you listed there as a member of the tribe, and those are people who regularly stop by MaxWorld and visit us from time to time. And if there's any other information you'd like on your information page, because you actually now have an entire page on maxworldlive.com, and we invite you to come back and visit us again soon.
Well, thanks for the invite, guys. I enjoyed it, and I'd be glad to.
All super. Right. Thank you
guest
again,
is
Bob.
Bob Reiner, and the website that you can reach him on is www.investyourself.com, and you can send him an email at editor@investyourself.com, and you can also call a toll-free number forget the toll-free number. Just go to the investyourself.com, and that's all. That's how you're going to get the information that you need. All right. We appreciate you listening. I'll tell you what we've got coming up in the next hour. We don't mean to have it pick on Obama Day, but he kind of deserves it every day, I think.
Oh, why not? Why not?
Yeah. I think he deserves it most days.
Yes, he does.
And when we come back, we've got a gentleman by the name of Jim Jacobson. And Jim is just hopping mad. He is with the Christian Freedom International, CFI. He's the president of that organization, Jim Jacobson, excuse me. And he's wondering if Obama's going to abandon the Christians in this country and become what let's face it, he was born a Muslim. He was raised a Muslim for a certain part of his time. And last time I looked, a small amount of Muslims were the people trying to kill us and destroy us and destroy Israel and change everything about our lives.
Yep.
It's going to be a heated conversation. It's going to be a passionate conversation, and it's going to be coming up next live in MaxWorldLive.com. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. For those of you on Talk Zone, we appreciate you listening. If you want to take a look at our television or our radio show, we're both kind of ugly. Well, you think you're good looking. I know I'm ugly.
I am good looking.
You can go to MaxWorldLive.com, where we've got a four-color camera HD system and lots of fun stuff you can watch there if you want to just get a better idea of who Rooster and who Mac and who Mandy Lynn and all of us here are in MaxWorldLive.com. We'll be back.
This is MaxWorld Live at MaxWorldLive.com.
Hey, it's Doug, the MaxWorld Live Tech Angel. If you feel invisible online, don't have your cousin Marty build you a website, and don't run out and drop $10,000 on graphic design. What you need is what we deliver, and that's online findability. If you're that company, you know, the one overwhelmed by technology, stop. You have some catching up to do. Create Wow Media provides the platform for you to become findable where everyone is looking. Find us today at createwowmedia.com.
I love my wife. I've loved my wife since the day I met her. In fact, I have told hundreds of people, and I'll tell you right now, it was love at first sight. And over 20 years of being together, I guess just like all of us, we put on a little weight. Didn't matter to me. She's still my dream girl. But it mattered to her. So about a year ago, my wife found a program called MediFast. M-E-D-I-F-A-S-T. MediFast Iowa. It is a program controlled by doctors, and it taught CJ how to eat better, how to eat right. And now, almost a year later and 30 pounds less, my dream girl fits into her wedding dress. I didn't care if she lost weight, but I care that she's happy about the way she looks. And on MediFast, my wife is happier than she's been in years. So if you're looking for a program to help you lose weight and stick with it, MediFastIowa.tsfl.com or go to MaxWorldLive.com and look at MediFast. It will change your life.
Your Paper is your source for homemade papers, cardstocks, and unique paper gifts. They specialize in made-to-order custom wedding invitations, graphic design, and just about any other type of design project you might have. Your Paper offers an eclectic selection of gift items, perfect for just about any person on your list. They are pleased to offer small business graphic design ranging from company logos, marketing pieces, and more. Call today to set up an appointment with one of their qualified designers. Pure Paper is located in the historic East Village, 412 East 6th Street, or call for an appointment, 255-3533. Again, that's 255-3533.